Chapter 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him of Bathshua, a Canaanite woman. But Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, bore him Perez and Zerah, so that he had five sons in all. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dada, five in all. The sons of Zimri, Carmi. The sons of Carmi, Achar, who brought trouble upon Israel by violating the ban. The sons of Ethan, Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Joramil, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram became the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nashon, a prince of the Judahites. Nashon became the father of Salma. Salma became the father of Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed. Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of Eliab, his firstborn, of Abinadab, the second son, Shimeah, the third, Nathanael, the fourth, Radai, the fifth, Ozem, the sixth, and David, the seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah had three sons, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail bore Amasa, whose father was Jether the Ishmaelite. By his wife Azubah, Caleb, son of Hezron, became the father of a daughter, Jerioth. Her sons were Jisha, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Then Hezron had relations with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, having married her when he was 60 years old. She bore him Segub. Segub became the father of Jair, who possessed 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Aram took from them the villages of Jair, that is, Kenath and its towns, 60 cities in all, which had belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb had relations with Ephrathah, the widow of his father Hezron, and she bore him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, then Buna, Oren, and Ozem, his brothers. Jeramiel also had another wife, Atara by name, who was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Ika. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jedah. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife, who was named Abihail, bore him Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Selad and Appaim. Selad died without sons. The sons of Appaim, Ishi. The sons of Ishi, Shishan. The sons of Shishan, Alai. The sons of Jeda, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without sons. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zazar. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan, who had no sons, only daughters, had an Egyptian slave named Jaha. Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his slave Jaha, and she bore him Attai. Attai became the father of Nathan. Nathan became the father of Zabad. Zabad became the father of Ephal. Ephal became the father of Obed. Obed became the father of Jehu. Jehu became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Helez. Helez became the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Sismai. Sismai became the father of Shallum. Shallum became the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah became the father of Elishama. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel. Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph. Then the sons of Maresha, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shelah became the father of Raham, who was the father of Jokeam. Rechem became the father of Shammai. The sons of Shammai, Maon, who was the father of Bethzur, Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Mozah, and Gazez. Haran became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheba and Tirhana. She also bore Sheaph, the father of Madmanah, Sheba, the father of Machbenah, and the father of Gibeah. Aksah was Caleb's daughter. These were descendants of Caleb, sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah. Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Beth-Gader. The sons of Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jearim, were Aiah, half the Manahathites, and the clans of Kiriath Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these, the people of Zorah and the Eshtaolites derived. The descendants of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Athroth Beth Joab, half the Manahathites, and the Zorites. The clans of the Sopharim, dwelling in Jabez, were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. They were the Kenites, who came from Hamath of the ancestor of the Rechabites.